The administration of Governor Charlie Baker is testing some controversial rules designed to reduce drug spending for Medicaid patients in Massachusetts. 3 months after the rules took effect, the first results are in, and WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The Netflix miniseries Tales of the City opens with a fit man striding through his San Francisco apartment toward the bathroom medicine cabinet. He opens a white pill bottle, shakes one out, and swallows it. The label on that bottle reads,
Trimec. Trimec treats HIV-1 in adults and does not cure HIV or AIDS. Don't take Trimec.
As this ad for Triumec explains, it combines three drugs that suppress HIV in one pill. The list price for 1 year's worth of pills is $35,000. That high price tag allowed the state to test leverage in a law that took effect this summer. Governor Baker's Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters says Vive Healthcare, the company that makes Triumec, offered to sit down and talk about discounts.
Because they didn't want to go through, they were fearful of going through the accountability process.
That process begins with negotiations. Drug makers are already required to give Medicaid programs their lowest negotiated price. But Massachusetts wants the makers of expensive drugs, or those the state buys in volume that exceeds $10 million a year, to do better. If a drug maker refuses to negotiate, or if talks break down, Sutters could propose a price, hold a public hearing on that proposed value, and eventually refer the drug to the state's Health Policy Commission for further review.
And having that accountability process available to us certainly led to successful negotiations with the first several at the table. And we have active negotiations going on with a number of other ones right now.
Sutter says her office sent letters requesting talks to 30 pharmaceutical manufacturers in August. After this first round of negotiations, Vive and three others agreed to save the state $6 million this year on six drugs. Vive and MassBio, the state's industry trade group, both declined requests for interviews. Vive spokeswoman Aubrey Abernathy reads from a statement.
While we did not discuss confidential conversations with payers, we are pleased that MassHealth is providing coverage of our medicines for people living with HIV on Medicaid.
Federal law says neither the state nor the drug makers can disclose details of individual deals. But overall, the state's goal is $28 million in drug savings this fiscal year. It's a small piece of the more than $2 billion MassHealth is spending on medications. Still, Trish Riley, director of the National Academy for State Health Policy, calls the Massachusetts strategy a giant leap among Medicaid programs that have learned to be cautious with pharma.
This is a very litigious activity. Anything that one does to bring down pharmaceutical prices almost always provokes some kind of challenge.
Massachusetts may well be sued, but Tom Barker, who was general counsel at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services under President George W. Bush, says more public scrutiny of drug prices does not appear to be illegal.
I think the state is doing what they have the authority to do under state and federal law.
Now Governor Baker wants to expand this approach to curbing drug prices. His latest health care bill proposes using some of the same strategies for consumers with private health insurance. Laura Pellegrini, president of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, says there could be ripple effects.
The pharmaceutical industry maybe is starting to understand they need to come to the table and provide the payers with lower prices so that we can make health care affordable for everyone. And so I'm hopeful that they will do the same on the commercial side.
For now, the deeper Medicaid discounts for Triumec will make it easier for the state to afford this treatment for 600 to 700 men and women who rely on the drug to prevent their HIV from progressing to AIDS. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.